The White Lake School District is the tiniest of the tiny. Its graduating senior class had 14 students. Superintendent Peter Kosowski.
We are grades of one and departments of one. So we cannot lay off because we can't go from first grade to third grade, or can we eliminate a teacher at the high school because we would not be able to meet the state requirements.
Kosowski says school aid cuts coming from Madison range from $35,000 to $200,000, depending on which budget version you look at. The upper number represents a 10% budget cut, and it's the Republican version with its property tax freeze and per pupil spending cuts. Superintendent Kosowski says the district is just waiting for final action on the budget to determine whether his schools will have to close.
This morning I just received a phone call. We lost a fine FIET teacher moving on to another district because he doesn't know the future here.
Republican Lorraine Cerati represents White Lake in her assembly district.
From her perspective, you know, believes we have to stop the property tax. And the effect of that is eventually something has to give, and it's probably going to be the school.
It's somewhat unfair to say that the Republican budget is having effects on schools, because the governor made the conscious decision in his budget to continue to allow over a $200 per pupil increase, but the governor didn't fund it. And given the fact that we've had hundreds of people lose their jobs in northeastern Wisconsin due to plant closings, you know, we cannot impose another 10% burden on people who don't have jobs.
To that, the governor's office says his budget increased money for schools by $100 million and says it's the $400 million in per pupil spending cuts from Republicans that's hurting kids' educations. Representative Cerati says what's really hurting districts like White Lake is unfair distribution of school aid.
You can look at areas of the state where you see high growth, cash flush individuals coming from Chicago and elsewhere paying far too much for property, and it drives everyone's values up, and our local governments and our schools are the ones that are hurt the most when this happens.
Because, as Kosowski acknowledges, districts richer in property get less state aid. Cerati says she is working on a constitutional amendment that would limit increases in property tax assessments so vacation home buyers who don't have a stake in local schools wouldn't affect local school aides. If White Lake schools have to close and consolidate with a bigger district, the superintendent says some students would be on a bus for an hour and a half each way. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.